Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. I'm joined on the line by Donegal-based hoof trimmer Francis Burns of Mill Farm Hoof Care, and he's also County Secretary of the IFA. Francis, the whole issue of lameness and the ways that farmers can deal with it and the costs involved, you know, it's an area that probably doesn't get a huge amount of attention, but it affects an awful lot of people.
Yes, Chris, good evening. Yes, absolutely. Lameness is one of the biggest costs in the dairy herd, if we want to talk about the dairy herd, and also on the suckler herd. It's often the case that it's, pardon the pun, it's put in the back foot, Chris. As I always kind of put it to guys that would ask me about lameness and where is it on the scale, if you ask a farmer, if you had a cow with mastitis, how long would you let her go before you would put a tube in her? Oh, right away at that milking, as soon as you see it. And if you see a cow with a lame foot, how long would you let her go before you trim her? Oh, well, sure, we'll let a few gather up and they kind of go on like that. If that gives you an idea that not all farmers, but a lot of farmers aren't putting enough emphasis on lameness in the herd, and it's a massive cost when you can see up to 200 and 300 euro per individual case, with a lot of indirect costs also associated with that. And you can reduce a lot of that by routine trimming and doing preventative measures on the farm. It's difficult to get those set in place at the start, to get cows used to walking through footpaths and a different routine, and also for the farmer to get into a different routine, but it pays off in the long run.
Would it be the case in some circumstances that maybe people aren't aware of the consequences and are hoping for the best?
Absolutely. There's a lot of space there. There's a lot of room for improvement as regards to training for farmers. You know, I would be speaking with Chagas on that as well, and the colleges, like for example, and the colleges in the south, they're not focusing a lot on lameness. A few of them are looking at it, but it's a case where they're taking in specialists to talk about mastitis and different problems, but they're not looking a lot at lameness. Locomotion scoring is a point that farmers can learn. They can learn how to identify that lame cow. And in practice, we would see a farmer could call you up, Chris, and say, Francis, I've got a lame cow here, and can you come and look at it? Absolutely, we come, we look at the cow, and the cow is slightly lame. She'd be maybe a score two, or, you know, visibly lame. And then you get another farmer that could call you up and say, the cow's, she's lame a couple of days, but that cow has been chronically lame for weeks. And we know by looking at the type of problem on the foot. And there's a different scale, and with locomotion scoring, it sets a bar. And we would run courses with farmers across the country on locomotion scoring, and the course is called Recognizing Lameness in Your Herd. And basically what we do is we look at the five-step Dutch method. There's five steps to trimming the cow's foot. You make sure the foot is to the correct length. Both claws are to the correct height, they're both level, and then you move on then to modelling the cow's foot. That's the routine trim, and then step four and step five is you're moving into curative trimming when you then have a problem. When you usually get problems on the outside claw on the back feet and on the inside claws on the front feet. Where there's a problem, we like to get a height difference, so we give that claw some rest. So in that case, we apply blocks, either wooden blocks or plastic blocks. Some people also use nylon, but they aren't as common anymore. The block then gives the casualty claws, we call it, rest for up to 6 weeks, and we can retrim that cow again and apply another block if the problem hasn't totally eradicated. We then look at the most common lesions of the cow's foot and how these are caused, and as a hoof trimmer, how we can treat them, and then how the farmer can actually visibly diagnose a lot of the problems. You can diagnose like digital dermatitis because the cow may be standing on her tiptoe and you'll see the back of the foot is very damp and the hair will be standing. And then you can look at like toe necrosis, which is another problem. It's a very foul smelling. The the foot will be rolling, and in a very severe case, the foot looked like a half-moon shape because the toe was pointing up in the air because the ligaments have basically gone. The problem eats into ligaments. That's just a couple of points. We move on then onto the locomotion scoring. I tend to spend quite a bit of time on the course looking at locomotion scoring because that is the point where the farmers can learn. There's no point in me standing trying to show a farmer, teach a farmer how to trim a cow's foot in a two-hour session. It's just undoable. So we can spend a lot of time on the locomotion scoring. If you look at a cow, you can identify which foot she's lame on by the way she's walking. First of all, you can watch with the arched backs. So you can stand in the passageway and you can look up and you can see cows with arched backs. You can see then if there's a problem with that cow's locomotion. It may not be a foot, it could be a leg as well. It could be arthritis, it could be different problems. But in a lot of cases, it is the feet. And a cow will be subclinically lame. So subclinical means that she is lame before we can see it. And that is a case that where cows are subclinically lame for quite a lengthy period before we can actually physically see them. We look at the arched backs, the placement of the feet. So when a cow's walking along, her back foot, her back right foot should drop into the exact position where her front right foot left the ground. If a cow's lame, she's going to fall short off that. When she's walking and her head is bobbing, so when the cow's head goes to the floor, goes down, at that time, when whichever back foot is touching the ground at that time, that's the one that's sore, and it's the complete opposite for front feet. So if the cow's front right foot is sore, when the front right foot hits the floor, the head is up and going to the left side. So there's different things like that that the farmer can pick up in the like of that course, and they can learn with the locomotion score, and they can learn to pick those lame cows up at a far earlier stage in the herd, thus saving the amount of blocks being applied to the cows, the amount of bandages being applied for digital dermatitis, and the general herd health is a lot better, even falling to fertility and many more.
Yeah, in terms of how aware farmers are of what to do to minimise lameness, are people more aware now than they were 10 or 20 years ago, or is there still a need for more education and through like what you're doing, telling people what to look out for?
I think that we're trimming cows here now since 2008, and from I have started until now, yes, I do see improvements, especially with the dairy discussion groups. There's room there for the like of those talks to be done. And the guys are picking up pointers there, and they're coming back, and we're seeing them implemented. And also, when we're on farm on a daily basis, we're always niggling away at our clients to try and do this and try and do that. And some of them do, and some of them don't. But there is a lot of there's a lot of scope for more training and more teaching for the farmers to pick up on that. And because it's such a big part, if a cow doesn't have a foot, Chris, what does she have?
As in so many other sectors, you know, a lot of simple things can make a big difference. And I know one of the things that you would certainly be telling people is the importance of keeping passageways really well scraped.
That's it. Passageways in good condition. Passageways in good condition also means the concrete or the slats in good shape. You'll see in older houses, maybe on single slats, that there's bigger gaps in the slats and the claws getting in there, getting twisted. And uneven slats will equate to a lot of sole bruising, so a lot of bruising on the feet. And when a cow's foot is bruised, she feels everything very tender. Looking then on at actual scraped passageways, that I was over in England at a course there back not that long ago, and they were showing us a new shed that was built in the last couple of years, and it's not overcrowded. It's full to capacity. And the passageways are dry quite a lot of the time. And often, like farmers, they'll know what we're talking about here is if you walk into your house and it's scraped, and a couple of hours after it's scraped, if it's still soaking wet, that's increasing or improving the environment for digital dermatitis to grow and to hang around there. Pools of water, stale water, lying around, it's all negative. You want to try and get the floors as dry as you can, bed your cubicles, that's always a help. Like at home here, we'd be using bedding lime, and you can get it in the half-ton bags. it's not too sore in the teats, and it's good for drying things up. You'll see the cows when they get back off the cubicle again, their feet are nice and dry, and that's all going towards preventing the spread of digital dermatitis. Digital dermatitis being one of the big ones that a farmer can do a lot to prevent. From daily routines, from a cleanliness point of view and scraping, following them then to the foot bathing as well to back that up.
A key measure, and I suppose one of the questions people would often ask you is how often they should foot bath.
Yeah, that's right. Just maybe to go back to the last point as well that I just slipped my mind to mention about passageways. Your silage, your feed barrier, your feed platform should be a few inches higher, ideally 3 to 4 inches higher than the standing area where the cows are. A lot of places it's the same height, but in that scenario, if it's the same height or if it's lower, you'll see a farmer having a lot of trouble with front feet, Chris. So if you have some of your listeners might be getting a lot of trouble with cows on their front feet, this could be one reason why, that if the cows are having to reach out forward for the silage, that they're putting a lot of abuse on the inside claws. They're spreading their legs to reach out through the barrier to reach that silage. The feed troughs is a good idea. They're difficult from a fire management point of view for cleaning out and all the rest of it. But if you can get that passageway rise up to maybe 3 to 4 inches above the slatted area or feed passage area, it's very good for the feet as well. Foot bathing is something that it's not done correctly in, I would say, 70% of cases. There is a lot of products being used for foot bathing that aren't licensed for foot bathing, such as formalin, parasitic acids, and those type of corrosive products. People would often ask me at events and from day to day, what's good products to use? I would highly recommend IntraHoofFit. It's a product that I've been working with for years since I've started trimming. We've been using the gel, working on them at IntraCare in Holland. They developed the Repiderma spray, which is also extremely good for tackling digital dermatitis and looking at other problems as well. But the foot bathing is a very, very good management tool to prevent lameness. It's not a good management tool to cure lameness,
right,
where it is often perceived to be the item of choice to cure lame cows. It's not the one for that. The foot bathing is, in a lot of cases, it's done on a one-pass scenario where the cow is maybe walked through the foot bath on the Monday morning and she doesn't see it to the following Monday, if she's lucky. The best way to foot bath your cows is to do it in 4 consecutive milkings. So Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night.
I'm joined here on the line by Francis Burns, a Donegal-based hoof trimmer who runs Mill Farm Hoof Care. Francis, time beginning to go against us. You might just tell us a little bit about the Irish Cattle Foot Trimmers Association, which was formed just back in 2012.
Yes, Chris, the ICFTA, Irish Cattle Foot Trimmers Association, was set up by a group of hoof trimmers. A group of us guys went to the UK and to Germany to a couple of different events, and we've seen the way things were being done over there, and we said we would like to see something like this done in Ireland back home. And we got together in December of 2012 in Port Leash, and we set up the Irish Cattle Foot Trimmers Association. We would have Peter Klosterman, who is a world-renowned Dutch method instructor, would come over a couple of times a year to our members to give them check days and diplomas. Also, we're partnering up with Lely at the Ploughing Championships this year, and we will be doing live demonstrations on the stand. Lely will have their milking robots in situ there.
And by having the association, it means when people go online and look at the website that they know that that's the assurance that they're getting qualified personnel.
Yes, Chris, it's key. That is absolute key. We bring in Peter Klosterman from Holland, who will come and assess our members. And on assessment, they will be assessed on cleanliness, their trimming equipment, and their techniques, their knowledge. It's not just about trimming the cow's foot. You have to be able to give the farmer some advice on lameness, as we were previously talking about. So he comes in and you trim about 5 or 6 cows for him, and he'll sit down with you in for 20 minutes or so, and he'll ask you different questions, and he puts you on the spot. It's not an easy exam. We would do that every 2 years, where we have a check day. All the members will have this that are on the website. You can go on the website, icfta.ie, and you can see, find a trimmer, and it'll show you a map of Ireland, and it'll give you on the map where the trimmers are, and any trimmer that's on that map is Category 1. So that's a full Dutch diploma with a check day. So with find a trimmer on the website, it gives the farmer the insurance that he is getting a fully qualified and experienced trimmer who is kept up to date with his training and certification.
Francis Burns there of Mill Farm Hoof Care. Just time to get in the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers €4.25 to €4.30 a kilo. Heifers €4.35 to €4.40 a kilo. U grade bulls €4.25 a kilo to €4.30 a kilo. And R grade cows €3.90 a kilo. Sheep prices: spring lamb making €5.55 a kilo up to 21 kilos. And ewes €3.10 to €3.30 a kilo. Trade improving. That's another edition over for this evening. From Meekers Ashmore, a very good evening. Thank you.